It's cue for a three.
Yeah! Shoots it at the horn. No good. The Grizzlies win it. 116-150.
Grizzly Sports is brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. Now Grizzly Sports, a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports.
And good evening and welcome to the West Plains Civic Center here on a Friday night post-Thanksgiving. On Black Friday, as the MSU West Plains Grizzlies host the first of two nights of tournament basketball tonight, going up against the Panthers from Morton College from Cicero, Illinois. And the Grizzlies will play again tomorrow afternoon when they host the North Arkansas Pioneers. The Grizzlies are 3-7. Morton College is 4-3. And as we get ready to get started, the Grizzlies starting five introduced to the crowd here. We'll go through them real quick. And the Grizzly starters will be Blaine Harris up front, a 6'5 sophomore from Cape Girardeau. He'll start along with Josiah Green from Springfield, a freshman. Ace Evans, redshirt freshman from Milwaukee. Sean Glass from West Monroe, Louisiana. Lonzo Easterly, the big guy from Fayetteville, North Carolina. And Tyrell Smith rounds out the starting five from Tampa, Florida, the 6'3 redshirt sophomore. It's going to be another night, Curtis, of matchup situations that the Grizzlies have got to figure out as we go along here.
Yeah,
got
to make adjustments as you go and take advantage of what you can.
And the Grizzlies win the tip, but they go right to left. Ace to the corner, deep three ball to start it is good, and that's the way to start it. Sean Glass gets the Grizzlies on the board, 3-0. That's counted as a two. It's not a three.
All right.
Two zips. At the point, and we will pick the Panthers up. They have beaten the Grizzlies the last 3 years. They've won two out of three. On the baseline, dropping down all games here in West Plains. The big guy inside turns to change his pivot foot, walked with the ball, and got away with the shot, and it's good. And that's the first basket for Christian Ravenko from Moldova, which is over near Russia. At the left point, Sean Glass. And they go to a 2-3 zone. Josiah Green penetrates, threw the ball out of bounds, turnover Grizzlies. Easterling was going out, and the pass was moving in. Turnover Grizzlies, number one on the night. 1 minute played in the first half. Tie game to apiece. Morton College is 4-3, play a really heavy schedule of games around the Chicago area. There's no problem finding games when you are based up there. Ravenko out on the left side. They'll move it back, and they'll work one-on-one. Now move it back to the left wing, and Ace Evans knocked the ball away, loose on the deck. Picked up left corner. Here's a three. No good. Weak side rebound. Josiah Green with it. Grizzlies come back with a chance to regain the lead. Out front to the right side. Ace Evans holds it high. Bounces once, gets it to Tyrell in front of the bench on the Morton end. Now at the point, Tyrell raises up. Long three is off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Christian Ravenko. And back will come the Panthers with Danny Thompson, a 6'3 freshman. He has the ball out front, now moves it to the point. Pull up, 17-footer for two, no good. Rebound is controlled by Josiah Green. And the Grizzlies come back, right to left. Tyrell splits, feeds it across, and Alonzo lays it up and in. Good touch pass to give the Grizzlies a 4-2 lead.
Good job there by Green to find Easterling underneath the basket.
Now out front. They move the ball to the left. They'll hand it off on a high screen to the corner. Give and go, and here's a driving dunk by Ravenko. And he has both of their field goals. Now up high. Josiah Green to the low block. Back out to the point. Evans cut off outside, way out on the right wing. At the point,
Left point three ball by Ace is good. Ace makes it 7-4. Kevin Caffey Jr. is at the point. He's averaging 9 a ball game on the left elbow. Now Ravenko works his way in, turns, faces, misses the shot. Rebound pulled down by Tyrell Smith.
Trying to get the foul there on Alonzo, but no call.
7-4 game, Grizzlies 5-3. On the right side, Desaias splits the defense all the way to the hole. Up strong, and he missed the shot. And the ball taken back the other direction. Over on the left, a catch, a shot for a three is off the mark. Weak side rebound over the back, and now out of bounds. That should have been an over-the-back call on the rebound on Ace Evans as he lost it out of bounds. Yes? No?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't know that was a question.
Okay. You just thought it was a statement, didn't you?
Yes.
That was kind of confusing. I understand. Out on the left side now, holding is Cappy to the left point. Hesitation move, pulling it back. Danny Thompson down the baseline. Tough off-balance shot off the glass. Jackknifed up and in by Danny Thompson for Morton College, 7-6. High post pass, ball deflected and stolen away. Panthers back to the right baseline, up and around. Shot off the glass is no good. Rebound Alonzo Easterling for the Grizzlies. So the second turnover does not result in points for Morton College. Ace Evans over on the left, to the point to Ace, to the right wing. Sean Glass to the high post, to Sia Green. Back outside it goes. Sean with a three, good look, and it's good.
That makes 5 points for Sean early on in the first half.
So a good start for him. He had a good start the other night. One of the Grizzlies' leading scorers. Moving screen, open shot on the wing, no good. And the ball is going to be, we're going to have a foul called on Morton on the rebound as Ace Evans got knocked through the deck. And a timeout on the floor with 15:07 to play in the first half with the score. Grizzlies 10 and Morton College 6. Back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains, new beginnings, endless possibilities.
Now more Grizzly sports action.
We're back at Civic Center. We're about 5 minutes into the ball game. The Grizzlies have the ball and up by 4, 10-6. Curtis Blue to my right. I'm Harlan Hutchison. Big Man is here tonight in his finest Christmas sweater on Black Friday. Man, you are honest. Good to have Big Jim Lambert here with us tonight. Now over midcourt comes Malachi Lindsay and the Grizzlies. He's just in the ball game. Mendicott, New York. Ace Evans to the left point. Malachi, who played pretty well here last Saturday. Down the key. Now we'll get a whistle and a holding foul call on the orange and black clad Morton College Panthers.
I think they're going to put that on Thompson. At least that's who I put it on.
21 was who I was going to guess. And that's who that would be, if that be the case. So it'll be Grizzly ball on the sideline. They have a 10-6 lead. Inbound play with Malachi up front. On the left, Morton College in the 2-3 zone. Let's see if the Grizzlies can bust one here. Malachi over, and there's Sean with a three on the wing off the lip of the rim. Rebound, Javon Barbie. Now at the point, Malachi Lindsay. He'll get it back outside. Ace Evans up fake, drives all the way across. Left-hand layup is good. Boy, if you let him come to the basket from that side of the floor, you're in trouble.
Yeah, he is just so good around the rim.
12-6 ball game. Morton College from Cicero, Illinois with it. Down the lane, nearly lost the basketball. Kathy gets rid of it. Back to Rabenko. He's been in the lane for a month. Down the left side, wraparound back pass stolen by Barbie for the Grizzlies.
Good job there by Barbie to get that steal.
Sean Glass. And now Ace Evans with it. Ace over, Desiah Green. Penetrates. Fall away from 13 feet. Back iron won't fall. Ball comes down to the orange and black up the left sideline. Here's Thompson with it. Circles out to the corner. Moves the ball out to Amir Spike. Down the key. Wraparound bounce pass. Horrible pass. Tipped out of bounds by Desiah Green. Stays with Morton College with 18 on the shot clock.
Dwayne Harris is going to check in. He'll come in for Ace. And then also, Jason Kim is going to come into the game, as well as Stanislav Tedarosko for the Panthers.
Well done. They'll play the ball in from the right of their own basket. There are three kids on their roster from Moldova. Again, that's over in the vicinity of Russia. And now here's one as Ravenko works his way in, forces it in, missed the shot, rebound to the Grizzlies. Right side in the front court, top of the circle, Grizzlies up by six. Right corner, Desiah Green carried the ball, got away, wrap around, bounce pass, bad pass, so we turned it over anyway. Blaine Harris in the ball game for the Grizzlies. Long pass up the right side, diagonal, touch pass now to the far left corner. Deep three is up and around and no good. And rebound, Javon Barbie with it. Now up the right side, here come the Grizzlies with Sean Glass. Glass down the left side of the key, inside out pass. Here's a three by Malachi. Good!
And that's exactly what we need to do. Penetrate and then dish it out for open shots.
Malachi Lindsay. And that works. It is really hard to guard. Down the key all the way, and now a trip and a foul will be called. It's Kevin Cathy on the drive for the Morton College Panthers got tripped by Malachi Lindsay, it would appear.
First foul for Lindsay and first foul for the Grizzlies overall. Panthers have two team fouls.
They'll throw the ball in from underneath. Down by nine, Grizzlies' biggest lead. Morton College beat us last year by about 20. Here's a whistle, and we'll get an offensive foul, the illegal screen call. And that's going to be on Rabenko, I think.
That's his second. And they have not been able to take advantage of his size with the Grizzlies playing a smaller lineup so far. And now he checks out.
But they've got some more length on the bench, which we'll get to here as we go back to play with Malachi Lindsay out there with Javon Brooks, Sean Glass, Desiah Green, and Blaine Harris. Desiah cut off with pass left wing. Here's a three by Sean way off the mark. Rebound hits the floor. Chased after, tipped out of bounds by Barbie. Good call. And it will go back over to the Panthers. And Alonzo Easterling now checking in with 12:09. We haven't had a media timeout yet, have we?
I don't think so.
Evans and Easterling check in for the Grizzlies. Green and Glass out. And the Zion Young for the Panthers came in for Rabenko. He's 6'8".
Here's the inbound play. And as I like to say, you're either a skinny 6'8 or you're not. He's not. On the right baseline, they'll cut off the dribble, move it back out now to the low block, and lo and behold, here's the ball knocked away from the big guy inside, turns, faces, missed the shot, and the ball pulled away off the miss by Zion Young. Guy with that same name playing football in Columbia. Down the key, Barbie with a floater, and the runner won't go. Tipped out, picked up by Alonzo. Easterling, slapped away from behind, goes back court. Ace has to chase after it and gets it. No change of possession, still Grizzly ball with 13 on the shot clock. Ace Evans, to the left, dribble through, kicks it corner. Blaine has to shoot the three ball, hits the rim, no good. Rebound, Alonzo Easterling, back to Ace. Wide open three ball is off the lip of the rim, no good. And controlled by Morton College foul, Grizzlies on the rebound with 11:14 to go in the half.
I think that's going to be on Barbie.
Harris gets called for the foul that time for the Grizzlies. Blaine Harris, timeout on the floor, the media timeout, 11:14 to go in the first half. 15-6. Grizzlies lead the Panthers from Morton College in Cicero, Illinois. Back in a minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hi, this is Mark at Hirsch. Now is the time to take advantage of year-end specials on hay equipment. Krohn, Massey, and we are excited to announce that we are now a Kuhn equipment dealer. We have 0% for 120-month financing on select LS tractors, huge discounts, and low-rate financing on in-stock Massey tractors. And there's more, $3,000 cash discount on 2025 Mahindra Rocksors or $4,000 cash discount on 24 model Rocksors. Plus, check out year-end deals on in-stock Mahindra, LS, and Bad Boy tractors. Stop in and meet the Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply Tractor Team in West Plains. Local sales, parts, and service professionals working hard to earn your business.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
It certainly does, as Dylan Groves reports, as we go back to play, and it'll be Morton College ball in the backcourt with 11:14 to play in the first half. Grizzlies have looked pretty good. Defensively, we've done very well, 15-6 here in the early going as we approach the midway point of the first half. Now the front court, Zion Young down the key, got away with a walk, got his shot blocked, picked up by Alonzo Easterly. To the baseline, wrap around, bad pass picked up though by Javon Barbie. Up fake, dribble in, now on the left side. Ace, open three ball, good!
Good job there to find the open shot and not rush.
If there's a guy you want to find open, it's that guy. Here's the bad pass deflected and stolen. Grizzlies up with it, Desai Green. Over on the left point, free throw line. Barbie pulls up, 12-foot jumpers around and around and good.
Finally, we're off.
20-6, and we need to keep, you got to keep your foot on the gas. Don't let up. Here's the ball almost stolen at midcourt. Now on the right to the wing to the corner. They'll spin back baseline, and that'll be a foul on Blaine Harris as he is trying to keep up with the ball handler and got his legs tangled up with Javarian Banks, a guard who, that is not the bonus. We have no idea what the total team foul is. I'm going on my guy over here, keeping track.
I've got it as three, so not anywhere close.
So Blaine with his second foul. And no team foul trouble. On the inbound play, Morton College throws it in. Out front. Up fake, they'll spin to the middle. Fall away, 10-foot shot, no good. No one went for the ball in white. Picked up by Young inside. Now out on the wing to the point. Up fake, put it on the deck. Drive in, kick it to the right corner. Catch and shoot for a three ball. Is around and out. Tipped off the board, tipped out long, picked up again by Morton Collins. They put it up on a runner off the back iron. Won't go, and picked up again by the Panthers.
Good defense, just can't get the rebound.
And we just got to want the ball a little bit more than this. Crossover down the key. A bump, a shot, no good. Foul in the play, and they'll shoot two. We just got to, you can't have somebody get the ball five straight times. You got to want the ball a little bit more than that. For Josie Wales says, you got to get plumb mad dog mean when you get to about number three there. You can't be putting up with that.
Sometimes it's the bounce of the ball, but that was not the case there.
Free throw is no good by Jordan Brooks. He is their leading scorer. He's averaging 14 points a game. But he misses the first free throw here.
Pavinko back into the game for the Panthers. Damani Barley has made his first substitution into the game for the Grizzlies.
20-6. Grizzlies, 9:40 to go in the half. Next one is good. Now, Morton College. And we go back to play here. Up and under. Here's Ace on a reverse. No good. Tipped up, no good. Here's Alonzo. He puts it up, no good. And a foul on the play. Very active around the basket. Damani Barley is in the ballgame for the Grizzlies. That'll pick things up a little bit. 20-7, Alonzo Easterling to the line. Morton College is a Division II basketball team. That used to carry a little bit, that used to mean more than it does today. Today it doesn't mean much because the difference in Division I, Division II is you simply have usually more good players at the D1 level than you do D2. But if you take the best two or three players off of every off of most Division II teams, they're going to be nearly as good as most Division I players are.
Yeah, that is true. There's not, I mean, there is a separation, but not that much anymore.
It's more quantity than anything else. First free throw, no good by Alonzo, but he makes the second one. And it's 21-7. Let's see if we can get the ball here on the press. Up the right side, pass in the front court. They'll feed it ahead, two-on-one break. Go all the way in, right-hand layup is good. They attacked the basket and did that very well. Stanislav Kedarasko with the bucket. And it's 21-9. A7's out front. Now on the left side, Damani Barley. They're not putting any pressure on us. That's a mistake if you're them. Lob over the top left point. Damani's going to shoot a three ball wide open. Good.
Can't leave him open.
Damani Barley, our Don's Auto Service player of the game. Most recently on the right sideline. Over at the right point. Back to the right wing. Open shot for a three is off the lip. And the rebound pulled down by Damani Barley. And the Grizzlies come back with Malachi to Desiah. Feeds it over. Wide open. Ace Evans. No good. And the rebound taken down again by Morton College. And they come back with Javarian Banks. Kicks it left wing. Open shot for about a 24-footer is good. That was well done by Jordan Brooks. His first field goal of the game. 24-12. Let's get a bucket here and get that back. Left corner, Alonzo. Boy, had to side wide open inside. In the key, right hand runner from 12 is good by Damani Barley.
Barley making a presence quickly into this game. He's already got 5 points, a few rebounds.
That's how you hang on to a lead. You answer when the other team answers fine, but you answer right back. Bounce pass underneath. Good play by Malachi Lindsay. Hustling back on defense and stole the bounce pass underneath the basket. He still has the dribble and moves to the point. To the left side, Desai is going to take it to the hole. Goes up, lays it up and in. And a timeout on the floor. 7:26 to go, first half. Grizzlies are pulling away, up by 16 on the Panthers from Morton College, 28-12, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
You guys know each other? 7:26 to go in the first half, and it's 28-12. The Grizzlies enjoy a 16-point lead, and we haven't had many 16-point first-half leads so far this season, especially at home.
Now, maybe one, two. Maybe Link here, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. Back to play, and it will be Ravenko back at the ball game. I should stipulate this is Christian Ravenko, and now the ball out of bounds. It'll stay with the Panthers in the backcourt. Morton College wears almost exactly the same kind of uniforms that Neosho County from Chinook, Kansas wears. They're in the orange, burn orange, at midcourt. Now at the right point. Here's a three, no good. Over the back, foul be called. And boy, that didn't take long, did it? They were almost like they had their eyes on Christian Ravenko, and they called him for going over the back. He's got three.
I had him as four, so I'm missing a foul for somebody.
Well, he's coming right back out of the ball game. And right back in comes Zion Young.
Tyrell Smith into the game for the Grizzlies. Lindsay will take a seat.
So Ravenko at 6'10 goes out in favor of about 6'8" in the middle. Now on the left side. Tyrell Smith back in the ballgame for the Grizzlies. High post. Turnaround follow away. Josiah Green, good.
That was a pretty turnaround jumper by Green. We got four.
30-12. On the left. Now lost out of bounds. Dribble out of bounds, and it'll be a turnover on Morton College. You know, we have had, and almost on cue, Josiah goes out of the ballgame. But we've had a lot of success with Josiah playing inside so far tonight.
Yeah. Barbie's made a good contribution as well when he's been in there.
Alonzo steps out. He'll shoot a three, and it's in and out. Bad break. Pulled down by Morton up the right sideline they come. They'll take it to the left wing. Jab step, drive through, right-hand floater is way off the mark. That's an air ball. And picked up by Tyrell Smith. Tyrell looking up the floor on the left wing, Sean Glass. Oh, throwing the, there he is. Alonzo has it at the high post. Drop step, left-hand lay-in, too hard. A lot of jostling around, but no whistle. Now on the right side. Here's a pull-up for a three on the wing. That's no good. Rebounded, pulled down by Javon Barbie, and the Grizzlies come back. Barbie drives the lane all the way. Right-hand layup, no good. Tipped high in the air, and taken away by Morton. Up the right sideline, Kevin Cathy to the baseline. Wraparound shot, high off the glass, won't go, and the ball is tipped long, and again, it comes out to Morton, and they reset. Cathy bounces once on the left wing for a three. It rims off, and Alonzo Easterling gets the rebound for the Grizzlies. Damani Barley on the left. Hands it to Easterling, back to Sean Glass with a screen right. Takes one bounce, shoots a three, and that's good. Sean Glass has 8 points, 33-12. Bounce pass left corner. They'll try another three. That's an in-and-out three. And the rebound off the miss by Amir Spikes is taken down by the Grizzlies. They come back. Sean Glass, take it through the hole, son. He gets cut off. Now outside, Alonzo. Shoot that ball. He can make that. Three ball, good. So Alonzo, he had the last one go in and out. That one stayed in. Back the other way. Quick two-on-two break. Lob it to the left corner. No shot. Grizzlies got back on defense well. Zion Young in the low block. Back out on the left wing. Set pop left-handed three ball is up and in. Knocked in from range by Jordan Brooks. His second three. 36-15. 4:15 to go in the half. Sean Glass. Top of the circle. That's a two. And it's no good. Rebound putback is so good by Barbie. But we're going to get a foul call on the play. And that is going to be against Morton College. There have been two or three times this year when Javon Barbie has gone up to get the basketball around the rim where you go, ooh,
yeah,
that was almost an ooh right there. So here he is, Javon Barbie at the line for the Grizzlies. And he banked in the first one, just like he planned.
I gave that foul to Brooks. Not sure if that's who it went on, but he's not taking a seat, so maybe so.
I said to Coach May after the last game, it just seems like when Barbie and the next free throw is good, when Barbie and Barley are in the game at the same time, it's very effective and confusing. Here's a steal, and Sean Glass has took the ball flat away. He'll take it coast-to-coast the other end. And now he has it stripped away and a foul, or is the ball out of bounds? Ball be out of bounds, and it'll go back to Morton College. Well, we had a chance to get another two there and coughed it up. 3:56 to play in the first half. Grizzlies on top, 38-15. Back in a minute on KDY.
You weren't built for just getting by at your current job. You were built for success. The Terry L. Bowe Pace Advanced Welding and Fabrication Technology Program at Missouri State University West Plains puts you in a high-demand, high-paying career fast. Classes start in January. Enroll now. Get trained. Get certified. Get to work. Call 417-255-7788 or visit wp.missouristate.edu/welding to apply now.
Some trucks carry lumber, some carry feed, and some carry Santa's surprise gifts. With a Chevrolet truck from Bailey, you've got room for the tree, the toys, and all the holiday cheer. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. Come see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find a truck that's ready for your Christmas shopping.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
And as Grizzly Sports continues now, we'll have Goose Blobenfelt in the game from Denmark for the Grizzlies. And that is about the only change. Tyrell Smith's out there to side Green, Sean Glass, and Javon Barbie. Pretty good first half, right?
So far. Up by 23, if my math is correct.
4 minutes to go in the half. Let's see if we can finish out the half strong and go in with a very large lead. At the right point, Thompson has it. Goes one-on-one against Glass, now picks the dribble up. Now at the point, Zion Young gets it over. They'll curl over the top, back the other way. Kim cut off on the baseline. Back to the right point now. Thompson, left-hand three, is in the air, no good. Rebound long, taken by Sean Glass, and the Grizzlies come back. Morton has shot the ball very poorly here in this half. In the right corner, Tyrell's got a three look. That's off the lip of the rim, no good. Back up the floor, bumping it all the way in. And that's got to be a charge, no? Oh, Zion Young just craned Goose Blobenfelt under the basket and the blocking foul naturally on Goose.
Interesting.
Well, I didn't look to see, but he may have been inside the semicircle, so that could have been why.
Or his feet weren't set.
So the shooter is Big Zion Young. First free throw try is good. He is a 6'8 freshman from Elmwood Park, Illinois. Again, all of these guys with the exception of the Moldovians and Jason Kim, who's from Tulsa, everybody else from Chicago. Next try, good. So, that cuts the lead down to 38-17. Goose Blobenfelt over on the left. At the point, wide open, Desiah with a three. Good! His eyes got big. You see when he caught that pass, he was going to fire that thing. And he has seven, and it's 41-17. Thompson out front, cut off, feeds it inside, bad pass, nearly thrown away. Now it's deflected out of bounds. Last touch by the Grizzlies. It'll stay with Morton with 18 to go on the shot clock.
Good defense there still, even though it went out of bounds on the Grizzlies.
Jordan Brooks will check in for them, for Simon Tesfit. And now they'll throw the ball in front of the Grizzly bench in the far corner. Inbound play by Tedarasko. Now out on the left side. They'll control there with Kevin Caffey. Out front, Young on the right wing. Tedarasko steps back, bounce pass, low block. Posted up inside. Good. Drop step move. Missed the shot. Look back is up and good. Zion Young at 6'8". Josiah Green, 6'4". That's a mismatch.
And there's a advantage and a weight for Young as well.
Pass to the high block. Now back pass is taken away, and that's the fifth turnover on the Grizzlies. Down the front court, Kathy. Gets cut off on the baseline drive, and that stops the clock with 2:06. 41-19. 22-point Grizzly lead, and we'll get subs coming in here. Malachi will come in. Sean Glass, Devon Barbie both go out. Josiah Green goes out. I think Josiah probably got the last foul. Inbound play in the corner. And now Kathy to the point. A set and a pop for a three, and that's no good. Ball slapped out of bounds by, it looked like Morton College, but it'll stay with them, and they'll have a fresh 20 on the shot clock. From right of their own basket, Kathy on the inbound, gets it in to Young at the right elbow. He'll pull up, just shoot a two, that's off the back iron. Rebound to the Grizzlies, and control. Good play by Malachi Lindsay to keep it alive, and in play, the Grizzlies get it back. Monty Barley with it. Now to Ace Evans. down the key. Now a whistle and a foul on the drive, and with 1:36 to go in the half, we've got to be close to, if not in the bonus.
I have that as their sixth foul, but I must be missing one because we're at the line.
So Ace Evans will go to the line. There haven't been many free throws shot, actually, here in the ballgame so far. I've got four for them and four for us. This will be number five. Ace Evans with 8 points tonight.
I've got six for each.
And no good. Up the right side, front court. Zion Young crossover. Hands it back. Right hand running or driving layup by Todoresco is good. And it's 41-21. Take this thing down. We got time for three possessions. Here's Malachi at the left point. Free throw line. Back out it goes to Ace. Dribbles in. Goes up. Driving layup. Good. Foul the play. The basket counts. And that is automatic. If you let him get the shot off on that drive down the left side of the key, he's going to score. And so Ace with that, he'll go to the line and shoot another free throw. He's got 10, and in the ball game, Javon Barbie, he'll come in for Goose Blavenfeld. This Morton College team averaging 78 points a game. Free throw is good by Ace. They will substitute out Jason Kim and get Kathy back in the ballgame. Backcourt pressure. Minute to go in the half. Up the right side, Kathy will set the offense for Morton. Almost stole out front. Now down the lane all the way. The left-hand layup is up and in.
That was a bit too easy after that attempted steal.
Javarian Banks with the bucket. Grizzlies on the offense, 20 on the shot clock, 40 on the game clock. Baseline, turnaround, high off the board, no good by Alonzo Easterling. Rebound taken down by Morton. 30 seconds to go in the half. 44-23. Bell hold out front, 15 on the shot clock. 4 second difference, shot clock, game clock. In the corner, here's the chef. Shot no good, and it's pulled down. Todoresco with the miss, and now the Grizzlies up the right side with Barbie. Step through, right hand, 5-footer, no good. Man alive. Talk about snake bit on tough, on short shots. Long pass up the side, and that's out of bounds. Now that ball wasn't touched, was it?
I don't think so.
If it wasn't, it ought to come back down here. And that's what the official is going to say. He's going to say, that wasn't touched, was it? Well, evidently it was. Wasn't touched. Inbound play, Horn half. Probably our best half basketball since first half against Butler College.
Yeah, and this is a good opponent just like Butler was. So it's good to see that we're able to have a good advantage at halftime against a good team.
23 points in the first half allowed by the Grizzlies. That is spectacular. And it is halftime. Grizzlies lead at 44-23. Grizzly halftime brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. The beginnings, endless possibilities. And Mr. Ballou and I will come back in 2 minutes on KDY.
Why wait years to start a career when you can get job ready fast? The Terry L. Bopace Advanced Welding and Fabrication Technology Program at Missouri State University West Plains puts you on the fast track to a high demand, high paying career. Get trained, get certified, get to work. But spots are limited and filling fast. Call 417-255-7788 or visit wp.missouristate.edu/welding to apply now.
Hirsch Speed and Spark Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Mark at Hirsch. Now is the time to take advantage of our year-end specials on hay equipment. Prone, Massey, and we are excited to announce that we are a new Kuhn equipment dealer. Plus, check out year-end deals on in-stock Mahindra, LS, Bad Boy, and Massey tractors. Stop in and meet the Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply Tractor Team in West Plains. Local sales, parts, and service professionals working hard to earn your business.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're working up on store.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Time for Grizzly Halftime. Brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
It is halftime. The Grizzlies with a lead here at the half of 21 points, 44 to 23. Pretty good first half of basketball, but the thing that, to me, is as important as anything else is the fact that the Grizzlies were able to hold Morton College to 23 points. You know, the game seemed to change when Christian Ravenko, their 6'10 kid, got into some early foul trouble. Once he left, and they did have, you know, they've got a 6'8 coming off the bench and another big kid or two. But when the starter left the game seemed to change quite a bit.
Yeah, I think it kind of goes to show that Morton probably game plans around Ravenko quite a bit as one of their focal points. And, you know, taking that out, you should have a game plan for that, you know, a secondary game plan. But they just haven't been able to get into it if they do. So it's been good to see the Grizzlies take advantage of that. You know, that was probably a big matchup that we were looking at to affect the game anyway tonight.
I don't know what our shooting percentage is in the first half, but you can really tell a lot of difference when we shoot a good percentage. And we did shoot a pretty good percentage, I thought, in the first half. About three-point shooting, we probably shot at least 30%, probably better than that. But when we just make, an average percentage, a good percentage of shots from the field, if we shoot 40, you know, between 45-50%, that's fantastic. But anything better than that's just gravy. But if we just shoot a respectable percentage, and don't go through one of those 5-6 minute droughts where we don't score at all from the field, we look like a lot different basketball team just by shooting the ball a little better.
We do, and I think shooting the ball a little bit better has a lot to do with playing more as a team. I've seen that, I feel like, a little bit more tonight. And I've also seen, you know, they're not rushing shots. I don't think there's that pressure to have to answer every time down the floor with a three, from a three down on the other side. So if they get out of that mindset, which they have so far tonight, and, you know, take their time, find a good open shot, pass the ball around, we're going to see good shots and therefore better shooting percentages in a night like we've had so far in the first half.
44-23. Tomorrow we'll be back here at 4 o'clock when the Grizzlies will play the Pioneers from North Arkansas. I got to watch, by the way, the Grizzly JV team played North Arkansas in the preliminary game tonight. North Ark won by a bunch.
Yeah.
But, you know, I thought our JV kids really played hard and put out some effort, and we've got some kids on the JV squad who are just undersized, but have got some talent.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't as big of a gap as you think it might be with the JV squad. You know, there's some kids that you see, there's some potential that, you know, maybe next year they're able to move up and, you know, play a role on the bench for the varsity Grizzlies. And even talking about it before going on, Ace Evans, you said, was a JV player last year, and
what?
We didn't even know it. And so we can see how he's done for the varsity Grizzlies this year. I think he's leading us at halftime with 11 points. So JV program doing what it's supposed to, getting players ready to go for varsity.
And we do have a kid or two, I thought, on the varsity team that look like they might, you know, contribute down the road a little bit. 44-23 is the halftime score. We're at the Civic Center, North Arkansas. Pioneers, the opponent tomorrow. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. Back in 2 minutes on KDY.
KDY 24/7.
Time for a weather update with Dan in the Weather Center. Keep an eye on the weather over the next few days for sure. Tonight's low 35 degrees, and we are expecting rain in the Ozarks tonight and tomorrow. Tomorrow's high 42 with a low of 24. Sunday should be partly cloudy with a high of 36. No real precipitation expected, but Monday we might be in for some snow showers. Use OzarkRadioNews.com to stay up to date.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, kids' craft days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
Some trucks carry lumber, some carry feed, and some carry Santa's surprise gifts. With a Chevrolet truck from Bailey, you've got room for the tree, the toys, and all the holiday cheer. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. Come see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find a truck that's ready for your Christmas shopping.
Bailey, Chevy, and GMC, home of the Bailey Bashers.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
We've got about 7 minutes before the second half starts. The Grizzlies have looked really good tonight, 44-23. They lead against the Panthers from Morton College in Cicero, Illinois, just outside Chicago. We're back here tomorrow against the North Arkansas College Pioneers from Harrison, Arkansas. North Ark's program has gotten so much better over time. I can remember going back, this is 25, so this would be going back about 13, 15 years ago. I can remember North Ark's teams back in those days. But in the past 10 years, when Steve Hunter was still there, and as he left a few years ago, and his son Jordan Hunter took over, the increase in the talent level at North Ark has just gone up and up and up. And they have probably, I don't know if he's the best player in this two-day tournament, but a young fellow who, a left-handed player from Arkansas, his name is Jackson Berry. He is 6'8". He turned an ankle in the first half of the game against the Grizzly JV tonight. So don't know if he'll be available tomorrow. If he can play, he'll play. But if you don't have a prior engagement, 4 o'clock start time tomorrow. Jackson Berry, do you remember him from last year?
Yeah, he was fun to watch last year too. So, get out here and watch it if you can.
And as their camera guy was telling me, I asked about Jackson Berry. He said, but, you know, we've got more good players now than maybe what we've had the last couple of years. And they've been getting better, but, more good players you have, the more games you're going to win. North Ark is now 8-2, and Jordan Hunter, you're looking for a young, I don't even know how old Jordan is, but I think of him as young just because I called so many games that his dad coached. But Jordan Hunter, the North Ark coach, I think does a tremendous job, and I can't imagine. Some guys just like JUCO basketball. They like to coach JUCO. For others, it's a stepping stone to get to Division I or something higher and something paying a little bit better. And that's all understandable. But for some people, they're happy with it. Take Gene Best. He stayed at Three Rivers his entire life.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Jordan Hunter has a bought and paid for house there in Harrison or not, but some people, I would be surprised if they're able to keep him for much longer. There's always a market for good basketball coaches. And North Ark, you know, they keep winning ball games like they are this year. They're 8-2. There'll be people looking to talk to Coach Hunter about
other things. Well, and I'd be interested to hear if even before going into this year, if he's had, you know, some interest shown or in him, or he's had some interest in some other jobs as well. That's always kind of an interesting aspect of sports, not even just at the college level, at high school too, but this interesting aspect to add to it. And he is, seems to be a pretty good coach, and excited to see him again tomorrow night.
And that is a 4 o'clock start time for tomorrow's ball game. And that'll be here on KDY. So in the first half, the Grizzlies with the lead of 21 points. And just in a nutshell, we shot the ball very well, and they didn't. Percentage-wise, Morton College had to be in the low 30s in the first half, would you say?
If even that, they may have been in the 20s, higher 20s. Not too sure.
But they shot the ball poorly, but I'm sure Coach Bay would give some credit to his defense in that regard. And not the only really any negative. We had a couple of times where the shot went up on the defensive end, and they got 4 or 5 cracks at it. Other than that, really not bad in the first half. We had a lot of one-and-dones at the defensive end. We're able to get the rebound and get the ball out and go with it. The pace of the game has not been very fast, though. Doesn't feel like.
No, it's been a half-court and tempo, and that's kind of surprising. You know, the Grizzlies like to run, and, you know, I feel like we had trouble with that last Saturday, but having to play a half-court, and it's worked out so far tonight, so they've made adjustments to where they can play up-tempo and half-court. It's good to see.
Now, we have a 21-point lead. We're getting ready to start the second half. The start of the second half, the first 3-4 minutes, is really big, because if we look up with 16 minutes to go and suddenly, instead of being down 21, they're down 10, then you have an entirely different ball game with a lot of time left. And we are sort of notorious for starting very slowly in the second half of ball games. So whatever the remedy is to avoid that from happening, I suggest that's what we do.
I agree.
So what do you do? Do you throw the ball inside and try to get to the basket? Or do you attack? I would attack the basket. Because even if you don't score, you can draw a foul and get them in the bonus early in the second half. And that, you know, in games that we've won, and we're just 3-7, but in games we've won, we've been able to get to the free throw line and done very well at the line in those ball games. So maybe that'll happen here, but not a lot of free throws attempted so far in this game.
And I think you also got to see how Morton is going to attack you defensively. You know, they were in that zone early on or for most of that first half. If they're going to continue that, just continue what you're doing. You know, if they switch it up to a man or a different type of zone,
they
got to figure out how to attack it.
They can't sit back in that zone like they did in the first half.
Correct, yeah.
Because you look up the scoreboard, well, that got you down 21. So you want to stick with that? Probably not. They've got to play man-to-man. Push the tempo of the game up. Make it a faster game so you got more possessions. It will be Morton College with the ball at midcourt. Danny Thompson throws the ball inbounds for them. Gets it inbounds to Jordan Brooks. Second half underway, and here we go. Grizzlies on defense on the left side. They'll match up out of the zone. On the right side, Thompson at the elbow feeds it behind him. Here's a drive. Kathy goes up. Missed the shot. Got it back. Goes up inside, whistle, foul on the play. And we're 17 seconds in, and Morton College at the free throw line, the foul on Sean Glass for the Grizzlies. .44-23, the shooter here is Kevin Cathy, and he has 2 points on the ball game. He'll shoot two here. And the first one is good.
That foul is the first on Sean and the game, and a half.
Second try is good. And naturally, they will press. And we have been kind of shaky against the press this year, but it is token pressure as Sean Glass gets it over midcourt. On the left, Ace Evans with it, goes to his right with a right-handed dribble. Keeps the dribble, goes to his left, down the key, feeds it across, open baseline, Alonzo wide open, 15-foot jumper, it's short. He was too open, up the right sideline now. Back will come Morton with it. Thompson down the lane, pushes off, got away with it, got the ball back, feeds it left baseline. Ravencore has it, now back out on the left wing. They'll hold it there, and now Kathy, back to the left point. They're having trouble getting a shot. Banks back to the point. Down the key, Kathy drives, baseline cut off, back to the free throw line. And now Ravencourt, top, he's been in the lane forever, shot blocked, out of bounds. Shot clock expired, is that a violation? Probably not.
They're going to put one back on.
And that's right. There was a bit of time, but that ball went out of bounds as the clock went off.
But good defense for the Grizzlies to the end of the shot clock.
It's a touch and shoot, catch and shoot. It's in the air, no good, and the shot clock expires. Grizzly basketball. Coaches love a lot of different things, but that's one thing coaches love the most is shot clock violation on defense. Sixth turnover against the Panthers, and it'll be Grizzly ball in the backcourt. Sean Glass up the right side, crosses over to the midcourt. Now we're on the left side of the floor. He'll hand it off to Ace Evans. Tyrell Smith goes baseline. Cut off. They're playing zone as well. Now at the right elbow. No, they're matched up in the man-to-man. Alonzo backs him down. Ravencourt on defense. Fade away from 13 feet is good. That was a tough shot by Alonzo Easterling, and he's having a good night. He's got 8.
Not seen that out of him this year, but it was pretty.
Very skilled 7-footer, Alonzo Easterling. Bounce pass left baseline, now on offense. It's the Panthers trying to answer. Ravencourt, right-hand turn, is up and good. Christian Ravenko with the basket, first of the half. On the left, here's Sean, 17-foot jumper, spins off the rim, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the orange-clad Panthers. It'll be Grizzly ball. 17:54 to go in the second half. Not one of the most enthusiastic crowds we've had for a game. Of course, tryptophan is playing a role tonight. On the right side, the Saya 3 is no good. High rebound. Pull down. Sean Glass took it away. Puts it up and no good. And he got fouled. He'll shoot two. That's competing right there. When you're 6 foot two, maybe, going up against 6 foot eight. Or in his case, that's 6'10", isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he just flat took it away from him.
And I think that's Ravenko's fourth foul.
So he is out. The free throw is in by Sean Glass. And here comes Zion Young back in the ballgame for big Christian Ravenko. With four fouls, he leaves the contest. And it really went sideways for them in the first half when he wasn't out there. Free throw good. Sean Glass makes two. And Sean in double figures with 10. 48-27. On the left end, on the baseline. Here's a fall away from 13 feet. Air ball shot by Amir Spike. Sean Glass for the Grizzlies, trying to add to the lead. Step through, right hand scoop shot off the rim, no good. Tried the up and under with the right hand. Spun off short. Brooks on the left side. Bounce pass, free throw line. Wide open. Kathy with a jumper. That's no good. Alonzo gets the rebound, puts two arms around the ball. That's the way you're supposed to do it. Good job, Alonzo. Now, Evans crossover drives in, and he missed the layup. Oh, my gosh. The defender is still laying back here on the other end of the floor. Here's a shot for a three from the corner. No good. Alonzo Eastling for the rebound. How good was that for a crossover?
You pull that move, you've got to get the bucket.
John Glass now in the front court. Under 17 to go. Right point, Tyrell Smith. Tyrell to the right point to Ace. Going, how did I miss that? He pulls up, shoots a three ball. Back iron, no good. Ball along to the corner. And that'll be controlled by Amir Spikes. Back to the right point. Now they'll move it to the left side. Thompson pushes off. Backs in. Backs down. Goes in. Goes up. Left-hand shot, no good. Tyrell with a rebound. Sean Glass at the point. Wide open three is no good. Long rebound. And Ace Evans has it. He's double-teamed inside. Lost the ball. And he got fouled. with 16:03 to go in the second half. And the Grizzlies will sub out a couple of players here. The foul call will go against Danny Thompson. And Javon Barbie, Blaine Harris, Malachi Lindsey come in. Ace Evans, Lonzo Easterling, and Josiah Green all go out. Malachi on the inbound play will lob it out front and does to Tyrell. Tyrell crosses over, feeds it over to Sean Glass. Left wing, three. Javon Barbie, it's good. I got a feeling about this kid. I think I say that about every game. Down the baseline, here's a wraparound shot. Oh, nice move. Put up and in by Jason Kim, his first basket of the ball game.
He switched hands midair.
That was well done. Now another three by Tyrell. No good. Taken down, kicked out by Zion Young. Down the front court, Kim. He'll be fouled by Blaine Harris in the open court. And Blaine will pick up his third foul. Media timeout, 15:31 to go in the ballgame. Grizzlies up by 22, 51-29. We're back in a minute on KDY.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between, it really is so special. And boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Today's hot new country, 102.5. KKDY is KKDY-FM, West Plains, Missouri.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
15:31 to go in the ballgame. Grizzlies lead Morton College 51-29. And Curtis, the first 4 minutes have gone by. Grizzlies have outscored Morton 7-6. So, we're doing okay.
Yeah, we've continued from the first half and looking good so far.
Out front, Brooks guarded by Malachi. He puts it up high off the board. No good. Ball will be controlled by Zion Young inside. He goes up for the shot. He got fouled on the play. And so he'll shoot two. 15:15 to go. The Grizzlies have this game, North Arc tomorrow, NEO next Tuesday at Miami, then to St. Louis a week from Sunday, and a game against SEMO Prep here the week after, and then it's the Christmas break. First free throw is good by Zion Young. And the next one is good.
You know who that foul was on?
Yes, I do. As soon as I put that down in the book. Well, no, I do not.
Okay.
I don't want to tell you wrong, Curtis. 51-31. And man-to-man defense by Morton College. Malachi Lindsey out front on the left wing. Goose Blobenfelt out to Malachi. Malachi drives the lane all the way. Scoop shot, right hand, no good. Ball pulled off the glass by Thompson, and back will come Morton College. Out front, down the key all the way, and left-hand layup is up and good. Kevin Cathy with his second field goal. He has 6 points, 51-33. Dwayne Harris, front court, Grizzlies set up their offense. Sean Glass, out high right side. Screen to the left, doesn't get it. Now to the left wing, over to Goose. Malachi, down the key. Bumps off, leans in, shoots, and good! The foul on the play, and the basket counts by Malachi Lindsey. That was a tough, tough 2 points draw the foul play by the 6'3 guard for the Grizzlies.
I think he was facing the other way when he ended up throwing the basket after the ball went for the basket.
We've got some guards that are really exceptional at getting to the rim and getting the ball up to the rim on tough plays like that. Malachi is one. The other is Ace Evans. And his three-point attempt is good. Malachi Lindsay has six. 14 minutes to go. 54-33. Bounce pass on the baseline. Zion Young. Pump fake. Goes up inside. Shot it way too hard. And taken by Blaine Harris. Long up the floor. Open underneath to Monty Barley. Pump fake. Pump fake. Double team. And now, lost it. Got it back. Now, he'll lay it up and score. Spider-Man has 7, 56-33. Now back the other way. Whistle, blocking foul being called on the Grizzlies.
He was set that time.
But,
unless he was in the circle?
He was in the circle.
Okay.
In the circle. For sure. In the ballgame now for Morton College, Jeremiah Leisure, a 6'6 freshman. And it was on the shot. So free throws here. First try is good for the three-point play. I beg your pardon. So Banks with a three-point play. 56-33. Front court, Barley to the right corner. Goose, three ball is in the air and good. Goose Bobbenfelt's first basket. It's 59-36. Out on the left, down the key, kick it to the right corner, Kathy with a three ball, good. Kevin Kathy, 7.5, 9 for the game. 13 minutes to go, 20-point Grizzly lead. Let's not get in a rush, just grind it a little bit and get some shots, get the ball to the rim. Malachi over to Monty Barley. Crossover, good move. He takes it in, got bumped, shoots on the move, missed it. And the rebound to Kim, and back will come Morton College. Shuttle pass up ahead, back to the left side, back to the corner. Banks drives across, and his shot on the drive is good as he got around Goose Bobbenfelt. Lob over the top. Touch pass, 2-on-2. Damani has it, he'll circle outside. Malachi Lindsay. Isaiah Green will check in a moment. Boy, a lot of hand checking. And they finally do call a hand check foul against Morton College on Javarian Banks. There was a season, I think it was about 2009 or 2010, where they said, we're going to call all hand checks. And that led to just a ridiculous situation. They quit that before the Christmas break. Here's a shot inside, no good by Barbie. His putback is missed, but he'll get a free throw, and he'll shoot two. And we'll get timeout on the floor with 12 minutes to play. And the Grizzlies lead the Morton College Panthers 59-41. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains, new beginnings, endless possibilities.
The Ozark Self-Care team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozark Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH podiatry as well as OZH orthopedic and spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now more Grizzly sports action.
59-41, we come back to play in Javon Barbie will be at the free throw line for the Grizzlies, and he'll have two shots. He got fouled on the putback attempt a moment ago. So he'll go to the free throw line for the Grizzlies. The 6'5 freshman from Tacoma, Washington. Really, really good athlete. And he'll be at the line. The Grizzlies have Goose Blobenfelt, Malachi Lindsey, Desiah Green, and Damani Barley out there. Free throw is good. I think more and more, as I've noticed, you're going to see Javon Barbie out there with Damani Barley a lot. And the next one, no good. And it's chased down in the corner. So one out of two for Javon Barbie. Up the floor underneath in the paint. 5 foot shot, no good. Tipped up and taken by Javon. Grizzlies back left to right in the white. High screen. Pick and roll down the key. And Malachi drives with no good. A blocking foul will be the call.
He took a spill.
But like most shooters, he will recover in time to shoot free throws.
Well, after last weekend, kind of makes you hold your breath a little bit.
Jalen Heisen, who is on the Grizzly bench tonight, arm still in a sling, but he is out for the year after taking a tumble under the basket. Free throw number one is good by Malachi Lindsey. Alonzo comes back in the lineup, 61-41. We'll have state playoff football on the Ozark Radio Network tomorrow on the Fox 1 o'clock kickoff as the Liberty Eagles will play the Blair Oaks Falcons in the state semifinals. Next one, no good. Back will come the Cougars. Left side, Kathy. On the baseline, cut off. Wraparound bounce pass inside. Put up. Blocked by Easterling. Put back again and a foul. And that's probably going to be on Malachi on a reach in. And it, nope. Yes, it is. Malachi Lindsey. It is going to be called on the shot. 11:32 to go. Still a 20-point lead. And the free throw, number one, is good. And two will come out. Two will come in for the Grizzlies. Ace Evans is back out there. Tyrell Smith. And the free throw is good. So, 11:32 to go, 61-43. Full court pressure again. Damani up the right sideline. Splits the defense, keeps the dribble, kicks it back outside. Ace Evans on the right side. Tyrell all the way, lays it up and good. Very athletic play by Tyrell Smith. Now the Grizzlies pick up at midcourt to slow the ball down. 63-43. Kathy in the corner. Back out on the right side. Spinning to the middle. Ball stolen. Tyrell has it. Got the break. Feeds it across. Damani lays it up and in. Good basketball right there by the Grizzlies. Barley finished off the steal. Tyrell with the assist. Bounce pass. Oh, that's going to be out of bounds. Kicked out of bounds, I guess, off the foot of Javarian Banks. And turnover on the Panthers and the Grizzlies with 10:50 and counting, up by 22. Ace Evans gets it across over to Tyrell. He'll hand it back to Desiah Green. Splits the D all the way. Goes up with the shot. Got fouled. He'll shoot two with 10:33 to play. And that should put us close to another media timeout here pretty soon. Free throw shooter will be Desiah Green for the Grizzlies. Desiah has been one of our most consistent players since the year started. Here we are in game 11, and the freshman just getting better with each game. First free throw is good. One thing about Desiah is, from a physical standpoint, at 6'4", we have a lot of guards that have been 6'3", 6'4", but Desiah is built more of a, he's more of a physical player. He doesn't mind getting inside and scrapping a little bit. Next one is good. And back will come Morton College. Here's a drive with the left hand. A little floater by Danny Thompson is good. His first basket. And it's 67-45. Up the middle of the court to Monty Barley. All the way to the hole and laid it up and good. He thought about dunking it, didn't he? He did. Damani has 11. Left elbow again. Thompson again. Up and good again. Danny Thompson with two in a row. As the pace picks up, 69-47. Back come the Grizzlies with Desai. Up, hangs, shoots, and scores. And we just attack the basket on the press. And that's a good way to break a press. 71-47, Grizzlies. Thompson inside. Kathy wraps it around to the far corner on the baseline. They'll lean in, shot blocked away by Easterling. Good defense. A7's with it. Here comes Ace up the left side with a guy on his right hip. Steps through. Puts it up. Scoop shot. No good. Ball out of bounds. Nope. Stayed inbounds. Picked up by Morton College. They come back with Amir Spikes at the point. Three is up. Back iron. Rebound to Alonzo Easterling. And Alonzo will be fouled on the rebound by Danny Thompson for Morton College with 9:18 to go.
And we should be in the bonus. I have that as the eighth team foul.
They'll put Alonzo Easterling at the free throw line. So Alonzo at the line with one out of two tonight. 8 points, free throw number one, no good. Rebound pull down by Kim for Morton College. Jason Kim, here's a shot outside, that's up and good. ...71-49. Barbie out to Tyrell. Left wing pass, A7. Slot pass, low block. Backing down, Alonzo. Good up and under move. Missed it. Put back is up and in by Javon Barbie. He's good pretty job. Handy.
He's in the right place at the right time.
Pretty handy. Off the bench has 10. Now on the baseline, the other end. They move it down quick in the left corner. Here's a three by Kim. Missed it. Put back is up and in. That was Kathy. Kevin Kathy with a bucket. Ball out of bounds. Stays with the Grizzlies. 73-51, 8:27 to play.
Looks like Sean Glass will come in for Ace Evans. And Brooks will come in for Kathy.
Up by 22, you've got to kind of start thinking about tomorrow night. You're going to have probably a tougher game tomorrow night.
Yeah. Get some of your reserve in.
Tomorrow afternoon, that is. Barbie in the front court breaks the press. Sean Glass with it. Now top of the circle. Man-to-man now being played by Morton College. Alonzo Easterling at the point, shoots a three, it's going to be short, long rebound to the far sideline, goes right to the Morton player, now it's the left side that comes. Thompson with it, crossover, left hand, down the key, puts it off the board, up and in. Going to make him go the other way, he's left-handed, he has 6.5. 73-53. Morton College. 4-3 on the air. Pass inside. Laying up and good by Alonzo Easterly. Good job by Sean Glass to find Alonzo wide open inside. Down the back court. They get it across. Into the front court. Down the key all the way. Up and under. Left-hand reverse layup. Spun up and in. And how that went in is beyond me. Was that Thompson?
That was Thompson. I don't know how he did it either. But that was nice.
An up and under. They spun. I don't know if the ball even hit the backboard.
I don't think it did.
Anyway, good shot. 75-55. Sean Glass now. On the right point, Blaine Harris. Hands it over to Tyrell on the wing. Splits the defense. Feeds it across. Great speed. And Barbie with a lay-in. Up and good.
What a great pass. While being fouled, by the way. Panthers have Ravenko back in with his four fouls.
Here's an up and under shot. Again, Thompson with it. He's just gone off here. That's 10 points all in the half. 77-57. 6:40 to play. Alonzo has it. Hands it back to Sean Glass. spins to the paint, puts it high off the board, up, no good. Bad break. We've had two or three shots like that tonight. Left corner, catch and shoot by Banks for three with the left hand, no good. Rebound, Blaine. Harris has it. We are in no hurry. We'll walk it up, get it to Barbie. Javon has it. Out near midcourt. At the end of the game, we choose our Don's Auto Service Grizzly Player of the Game. Good cut. Harris lays it up and in. Got pushed on the shot. Got to go in anyway. Good feed by Alonzo Easterly.
Good team ball right there. Pass and finding the open man.
I don't know what our assist number is like, but it's pretty good for tonight, I would think. Thompson, three. Right wing, no good. Rebound, Alonzo Easterly. And you can kind of tell by the body language, Morton College is about ready to hear the final horn. Sean Glass up high. Over to Tyrell Smith. Blaine Harris on the right baseline. Wide open, Alonzo. Shoot it. He'll go baseline, spin to the middle. Left-hand shot off the board. No good, and he crashes to the court. And we'll get a foul call as he gets up a hobbling. May have twisted his knee a little bit. That's no good. And he'll limp to the bench. And we'll get a timeout call with 5:14 to play. The score, the Grizzlies 79 and the Cougars, or the Panthers, 57. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Year-end specials at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Hi, this is Les Becker. Now through December 31st, get 0% for 120-month financing on select LS tractors. Huge discounts and low-rate financing on in-stock Massey tractors. Plus, check out all year-end deals on all in-stock Mahindra, LS, and Bad Boy tractors.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Some trucks carry lumber, some carry feed, and some carry Santa's surprise gifts. With a Chevrolet truck from Bailey, you've got room for the tree, the toys, and all the holiday cheer. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. Come see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find a truck that's ready for your Christmas shopping.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
Score 5:14 to go. Alonzo Easterling twisted his knee, went to the bench and sat down like he was in pain a while ago. Then he, after the timeout, lo and behold, there he is at the free throw line. There's points to be scored. Alonzo Easterling has 10 points tonight. Free throw number one here is good.
My rebuttal to that, Harlan, is that Kobe shot free throws with the torn Achilles.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
80-57. And no good. Rebound tap long, picked up. And now the other way. Down the key right hand, high off the board. That's up and in by Javarian Banks. And we get another whistle with 5:05 to play. 80-59. And this is the media timeout. So we're back in 1 minute. On Hunt Country, KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Dear employer,
my name is Phil Martin.
My name is Michael Ruskovich.
Ronaldo Bird.
Zach Dizer.
I am writing to express my excitement at the opportunity to join your team.
As someone on the spectrum,
I may communicate in ways that are different from what you're used to.
I possess a unique set of skills
that sets me apart from other candidates.
Thank you for your consideration.
An autistic, inclusive workplace is good for business. It's time to make a change. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/win.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Grizzlies trying to wrap this up. They have a lead of 80-59 front court against the Morton College Panthers. 4:55 to play. Sean Glass with it. Right wing, Goose with a three. Shot no good. Long picked up by Barley. He'll take it down low. And a whistle and a foul will be called again against Morton College. 4:45 to go. Grizzlies up 80-59. We've already come to a consensus opinion on the Don's Auto Service player of the game tonight for the Grizzlies. Javon Barbie is going to be the guy. He's got 12 points so far, but boy, he has really looked good out there. Damani Barley at the line. He's played well too, as usual. Free throw here is good. Damani Barley now with 11.
Looks like Brooks and Tesfit are in for Kim and Kathy for the Panthers.
One more try with 4:45 left, and this one is in and out. And the rebound pulled down by Zion Young. Up the left, Javarian Banks with it. For Morton College, they'll move it back outside. They'll set their offense now with Javarian Banks. Over on the left side, here is Jordan Brooks. To Brooks on the left wing, three is good. Nice shot. Jordan Brooks made two threes in the first half. That's his third of the ball game. 81-62. Up the left side, Malachi. Front court, catch and shoot for Harris. Air ball underneath, put back up and in by Damani Barley. 83-62. Our scoring is going to look a lot better tonight. In the right corner, another shot for a three. That's no good. Rebound, Sean Glass has it. It's going to be way more balanced. Really good effort from the bench tonight. Malachi Lindsay. Down the key all the way. Goes in, goes up. Watched it. Out of bounds. It'll be off Morton College with 3:43 to go.
Yeah, we've got multiple guys in double figures for the Grizzlies tonight.
It's a Jim Lambert live stream media timeout with 3:43 to go in the ballgame. 83-62, back in a minute on KDY.
Some trucks carry lumber, some carry feed, and some carry Santa's surprise gifts. With a Chevrolet truck from Bailey, you've got room for the tree, the toys, and all the holiday cheer. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. Come see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find a truck that's ready for your Christmas shopping.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
You weren't built for just getting by at your current job. You were built for success. The Terry L. Bowe Pace Advanced Welding and Fabrication Technology Program at Missouri State University West Plains puts you in a high-demand, high-paying career fast. Classes start in January. Enroll now. Get trained. Get certified. Get to work. Call 417-255-7788 or visit wp.missouristate.edu/welding to apply now.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
We're playing it out to check the final score here, and here's Damani Barley with a three, and that's good at the left point. We may have to throw Damani in there on the player of the game thing.
That's 17.
86-62. Over on the right side, Brooks has it. Bounce pass, high post. Here's a fall away from 16 feet. That's up and in. Nice shot by Javarian Banks. Jake Sage in ball game for the Grizzlies. They bring it up with Damani Barley in the front court now. Cross court pass over to Glass. Under 3 minutes to go. 86-64 Grizzlies. Malachi down the key all the way. Goes up right hand. Skip shot is good. He can get to the rim. Malachi Lindsay makes it 88-64. Right wing, Brooks with another three, and that's good.
I'm sorry.
How many does he have now?
That's his first for me.
Tespit. He got in the game in the first half, didn't score. Now Jake with a three at the other end, no good. Rebound tipped across, picked up by Blaine Harris. Blaine goes up left hand, no good, and he got fouled on the play. So Tesfit, was that last one a two or a three?
I believe it was a three.
It was a three. Okay. So we are up to speed. 88-67. And Blaine Harris who has 2 points tonight. We'll shoot two here. First try is no good. Christian Robbins, or Clayton Robbins, that is. Wrong brother. Is in the ballgame for the Grizzlies. Clayton, the freshman from West Blaine. Blaine again. Good. That thrilled somebody on the other side of the floor. 89-67, and a ball out of bounds, cross-court pass thrown away by Morton College. Grizzly ball in the backcourt, 2:12 left. Here's the inbound play, Malachi Lindsay. Jake Sage in the front court as the Grizzlies will hold. Bad pass, tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Grizzlies in the front court. 2:01 to go. 19 on the shot clock. Robbins will throw the ball in for the Grizzlies. Gets it into Jake Sage. Malachi at the right point. Goes left. Cut off there by Thompson. Shot clock at 5. Malachi up high. Picks it up. Feeds it across. Damani, three ball, left corner, no good. Ball comes long to the right side. Chased down by Christian Robbins. Good pass, Damani takes it in. Spin shot is up and no good. And a foul on the play, and he'll shoot two. But Damani Farley spun to his left with a 360 move and nearly made it. How close was that to going in?
It was on the front of the rim. He is so deceptively athletic. It's unreal.
That would have gone down as the craziest shot that I've ever seen in a Grizzly game. Free throw good by Damani Barley. He'll get one more try. Danny Sanders, Tomahawk Dunk in Pensacola. The first year I was doing Grizzly games was the best one I've seen ever. But that one, if that had gone in, that would have been number one. 91-67. Devontae makes them both. Three balls to point is no good by Tespit. And back the other way we go. Barbie to the baseline. Come on, Clayton. Clayton Robbins needs to get a three off here. And the foul is called meanwhile. With 1:16 to go on Kevin Cathy for the Morton College Panthers, who will go to 4-4 on the year. Grizzlies will go to 4-7. So Cathy with the foul, the free throw shooter, Javon Barbie, no good. He had 4 in the first half, and he's got 8 in the second half, and good. 13 points for Javon Barbie. 92-67, 1:14 left. 3 ball from way outside, no good, rebounded by nobody. Now finally picked up by Barbie, and the Grizzlies are in no hurry. Jake Sage in the middle, Blaine Harris, breaks the press, set it up. Under a minute now. Barbie out high. Jake Sage shoots the 3 from the wing, off the lip to the far corner, chased down by the Panthers. Free throw line, back out front. Cathy down the lane, drive, goes up, knocked away, picked up inside, put up by Thompson, missed it, got it blocked. Barbie blocked it, blocked another one, and now Barbie tips it over to Jake Sage. Shot clock is off, we won't shoot it again, more than likely. You never know. Barbie will be fouled. Stopping the clock, 16 seconds left. So the Grizzlies will win this game. And prepare now for North Arkansas College tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. That game here on KDY live stream 2. And free throw number 1, good by Barbie. Another to follow here. 93-67. And good. 16 seconds to go. Top of the circle, Cathy with a long 3, tried to bank one in, he missed it. Robbins with a rebound, and we don't even have to get the ball over the timeline, but we will for the fun of it. And that's the ball game. Final score, Grizzlies 94. And the Panthers from Cicero, Illinois, 67, Morton College. And that'll take us to our Grizzly post-game coming up with Jared Fay in just a moment. And we'll talk it over with the head coach of the Grizzlies coming back in 90 seconds on KDY.
Why wait years to start a career when you can get job ready fast? The Terry Elbow Pace Advanced Welding and Fabrication Technology Program at Missouri State University West Plains puts you on the fast track to a high demand, high paying career. Get trained, get certified, get to work. But spots are limited and filling fast. Call 417-255-7788 or visit wp.missouristate.edu/welding to apply now.
Hi, I'm your kid's old jeans. I've been in the drawer for a while and really miss the playground. You should swing by Goodwill and drop me off. Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. Plus, I can get back into the game. Donate today. Tag, you're it.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Fall is here, and at Don's Auto Service, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the door. Don's Auto Service makes sure their expert staff gets you the best and most qualified information on your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered and are ready to get your vehicle ready for the upcoming winter months.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
94-67 is the final score. The Grizzlies return the favor. Morton College came in here and put a pretty good thump on us last year. Not tonight. The Grizzlies end up winning this game by 27 points. Jared Fay here to my immediate right. Six players in double figures tonight. I just thought after a week of practice, we just looked like a different basketball team from last Saturday.
Yeah, you're right. You know, our defensive energy, we got a little tired there in the second half, but from start to finish, that's kind of been our Achilles heel a little bit, is, you know, play really good defense for spurts and then really let up for a while. But our defensive energy, good team effort tonight.
A good team effort. I don't know. You'd have to look to see, but I thought our assist number tonight was elevated. I thought we really shared the basketball well.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of his guys learning how to play together, looking for their teammates, not always just looking for their shot, but guys did a good job getting them. You know, I felt like we got good possessions every time, even if we didn't make the shot. We didn't waste too many possessions.
Unofficially, I had our bench with 50 points tonight.
That's pretty phenomenal, isn't it? That's pretty good. Yeah, we'll take that.
You get the kind of effort. And again, we talked about how when Damani is on the court with Javon, how dynamic they can be, and they came off the bench tonight and combined for 36 points. You'll take that every game.
Absolutely. And, you know, Vaughn, just how many rebounds he was getting, too. You know, that's the kind of stuff. He's still a freshman, but he's just going to keep getting better and better. But he really sparked us off the bench, a lot of energy. And Monty, same thing. And, you know, it's good to see those guys produce.
You know, I could be wrong about this, but when I see Javon Barbie, and Damani, too, for that matter, we're going to kids that have got some real upside to them as they go into their sophomore year.
Yeah, no doubt. Javon's someone who, you know, he just turned 18 this summer. So he was 17 all last year, which is kind of rare now. So I think he's going to get bigger and stronger. He might still be growing. Coach's kid just kind of absorbs absolutely everything right now, wants to win. And I think he will be, you know, I've known that all along. He's going to be really, really good when it's all said and done.
North Arkansas College will be the opponent in the ball game tomorrow. It looked like their outstanding player, Jackson Berry, tweaked an ankle, that he'll probably be completely healthy by the time we play tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
But I was told by someone from North Ark, we were talking about their basketball team, they said that Berry last year was easily their best player, but he said this year that they've got some more people.
Yeah, they're really good. I'm just looking at the teams they've beat, going into Kansas City Community College and beating them by 30. They've beat some really good teams, so we'll definitely have our hands full.
And they can score a lot of points, can't they?
They're going to play really fast, so tomorrow night might be a little bit like the Butler game here, because we're going to go back at them, too.
Oh, brother. All right. Coach, thank you. Congratulations.
All right, thanks, Charlie.
All right, the Grizzlies win it 94-67. Six players in double figures tonight. Our Don's Auto Service player We'll make it players of the game. You have to put them together just like they play together on the court. As Javon Barbie had 17 points off the bench and Damani Barley had 19 off the bench. They are just terrific if you get that kind of production off the bench. 50 points off the bench for the Grizzlies, and Damani Barley off the bench was the leading scorer with 19 tonight. So the Grizzlies win it and go to 4-7. We're here at 4 tomorrow afternoon when the Grizzlies will host the Pioneers from North Arkansas College in Harrison. Till then, thanks to Jim Lambert, Dylan Groves in the studio, and also Curtis Ballou, Harlan Hutchinson again. Final score, 94-67 Grizzlies, and good night from the West Plains Civic Center in Section 208.
Grizzly Sports has been brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. This transmission of Grizzly Sports is a production of Ozark Radio Sports and a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.